Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and I'm very happy to welcome back Heather Dreeves to the show. Heather, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
You too. Well, thank you for coming back. And today, we're going to talk about mindset as we often do on these shorts. And I specifically want to ask Heather, who is a fund manager and investors come to her firm to invest in residential real estate in the Pacific Northwest. She's based in Boise. And I'd like to ask you, Heather, what are some of the hurdles that your investors need to overcome in order to decide to make an investment with you?
Yeah, I think one of the common themes I see is people get in almost an analysis paralysis. So they hear about alternative investing, they decide they want to, you know, explore that option and, you know, put their foot forward in taking action doing that. And they start getting on the internet, they start calling operators like us, but they really haven't sat down and written out their path. And what I mean by that is they haven't sat down and written out the things that they need to decide on before they even start exploring those options. So I tell clients, you know, sit down and write out four things. Write out how much money you're looking to deploy, what kind of funds those are. You know, are those tax-deferred accounts? Is it cash? Is it an old 401k? And also determine how risk-averse you are. You know, are you looking for cash flow where you're wanting to live off of this income that you're going to make off of investing your money? Or are you more growth-minded where you just want to grow these accounts as big and as fast as you can? And then location is another one. You know, are you open to investing in real estate assets anywhere, or are you wanting to really hone in on one specific location? Maybe you only want to invest in the Pacific Northwest. So at least they have some guardrails, right? They have a clearly defined path, not path, but an idea of what they will and won't invest in. That way, when they start looking at companies and operators like us, if they don't fit those four things, move on to the next one. You know, you shouldn't make exceptions unless you're willing to do that if you have those things clearly defined. So I think the biggest hurdle is people don't really know what they're trying to accomplish. Well, I don't know. I just heard I'd get good returns. Okay, well, are you retired? Are you replacing income? You know, so I think the biggest hurdle is really identifying what they're trying to accomplish and how risk adverse they are, you know, and until they do that, you know, I find people get very confused. The ones that I talk to that I make go do that, and then we do a follow-up call, are so much easier to talk to and educate because they have an idea of what they want out of it instead of the person that's been calling everybody in town or, you know, all these, it gets very overwhelming. They're very overwhelmed. So I think that's the biggest thing that I encounter with clients is they don't really even know what they're looking for.
Yeah. And how do you advise that they go ahead and figure out what it is that they want? Is there any sort of tool, or do you just have them go think about it, answer some questions?
We usually have an initial phone call, you know, and like I said, there's so many variables. Do they work? Do they not work? Are they, you know, planning to retire in 5 years? You know, what I think is really exciting is I'm starting to work with a lot younger clientele. Before, it was just a lot of people that were retired that, you know, hey, my neighbor invests in real estate. He told me about this, but you know, with the world we live in, podcasts, webinars, Zoom calls, people are becoming a lot more educated about the different options out there, and they're seeking us out. And a lot of them are really young. They're starting late 20s, early 30s. You know, hey, I am putting this amount of money away every month from my job. I want to start investing it, which I think is super exciting. I wish I knew you know, when I was 20 years old, what I know now, and I can't imagine how much farther along I would be. But I think it's exciting that the younger generation is really starting to explore this option.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I have a question about that. What do you think is sparking their interest? Is it just the fear about the uncertainty in the market? Is it that somehow they're getting an exposure to the space?
I think they're getting exposed from their parents. I think, you know, I'm 51. A lot of people my age are starting to take their destiny in their own hands. We're educating ourselves outside of what our financial advisor has told us all these years and understanding these options. And I mean, I was just at an event in Dallas last weekend with a bunch of dentists that all brought their young adult children to it, and they're educating them. And these young adults are seeking the knowledge, you know, crypto is a big thing, you know, so it's just, I think it's in the media, people are talking about it, the volatility of the place we're in right now with inflation and a recession is all over the news. So I think it's a combination of things, but I think it starts at home. I think family and parents that educate young adults are just doing them such a benefit by starting them young. My kids are 22 and 24, and they are very aware of the opportunity in investing in real estate, whether that's passive in a real estate fund. We fixed and flipped houses together as a family. So I think it starts at home.
Yeah. I mean, and that's such a good point. Excuse me, my dad did own some single family home rentals. And so I think that definitely gave me a head start to invest in real estate. But you know, what you're talking about is it sounds like people in Gen X area, you know, the Gen X are getting more exposure to these alternative investments than maybe say the boomers. Would you say that is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
And how are those folks getting, I mean, I'm just curious how are those folks getting exposure to the space?
Through family. Okay. So, you know, for example, we have two real estate funds, and I don't know how much you know about a real estate fund, but most real estate funds, they require an investor to be an accredited investor. So typically you have to have $1 million in net worth or annual income of $300,000 as a married couple. And what I'm finding is we have another fund that is open to the general public. Anybody can invest in it, and they can invest as little as $1,000. So all these high net worth people I've worked with all these years now have young adult children, and they're like, oh, you have a fund that they can invest in with $1,000 and they don't have to be accredited? Perfect. Because that opportunity wasn't there 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, you had to provide evidence that you were accredited or you just couldn't invest. There was no other option.
Yeah.
Now there are other options. And so I think what you're finding is people that have created wealth for themselves through real estate are now seeing that it's opening up to the general public, and they are bringing their kids in. Some of my clients have even created family offices, small little family offices where they start investing the family money in these, and they're making the kids work it and understand what they're doing. So I think that's where you're seeing a lot of that exposure, and online. You know, get on TikTok. There's real estate investment videos all over Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. It is really interesting. And it's very cool, right? Because it is such a great way to build wealth and to be able to pass that down to the younger generation so that they can start early. Because we, you know, you and I know, and I'm sure the listeners of the show are aware of the power of compounding interest and just how much of a difference it makes, even if you start 5 or 10 years earlier. So yeah, very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for coming on and sharing again about your thoughts on hurdles that investors have to overcome to become comfortable investing in alternative investments, getting clear on your goals. Just to reiterate, it's such an important thing. What do you really want out of your investing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that might change from year to year, but it is so important to at least figure that out today, what is it that you want? And then you can keep iterating it and adjusting your strategy based on changes that occur. Very cool. Thank you so much, Heather. Would you share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and your firm and anything else you want to share?
Absolutely. So they can always find us at our website at securedinvestmentcorp.com. Once there, they can get information about both of our real estate funds, the accredited investor fund and the other fund that's open to the general public. And they can schedule an appointment with myself and my team. We'd love to just do a consultation, a quick 15-minute, and educate people. We're not financial advisors by any means, but we love to educate and share our knowledge in the opportunity to invest in residential real estate.
Awesome. Well, I hope you take some time to reach out to Heather. It sounds like she has some really great opportunities for investment sizes as low as $1,000. You don't have to be accredited. Really cool stuff. Thank you, Heather, for coming on the show. We'll see you next
time. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.